This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to get a little Dickensian to start things off. You might call the January unemployment report that was released this morning a tale of two surveys. First, what's called the establishment survey, where businesses are asked how many jobs they created. Just 113,000 of them last month. Not so good, in point of fact. And then there's the household survey, which, yes, surveys households and asks them how many people found jobs. That one showed more than 600,000 people did last month and helped kick the unemployment rate down to 6.6%. That's down a tenth percent. So which of those two surveys do we believe? Help me out here. Kate Davidson gets us going.
If conflicting employment reports stress you out, close your eyes and imagine the beach. Doug Handler is chief U.S. economist for IHS Global Insight. He says the survey where tens of thousands of households reported that nice bump in employment, it's less precise than the payroll data.
It's like trying to predict the amount of water in the ocean by looking at the waves here. You can broadly get a number, but from minute to minute or from month to month, it's tough to predict.
Plus, the household survey and the payroll tabulation measure slightly different things. Harry Holzer is a professor at Georgetown University.
The self-employed in the household survey will say that they are employed, and there's no such category in the payroll numbers because it's only for employees.
While many economists prefer the payroll survey, they say there's something to the optimism in the household survey, that it should temper the gloom of the last two payroll reports. Mark Vittner is senior economist at Wells Fargo. He knows folks were disappointed with today's numbers.
They said, well, the unemployment rate's been declining, but it's been declining, and it's all because of a drop in the labor force. Well, labor force didn't decline, it actually increased.
He says low job gains in December and January may have been caused by weather. And he says those disappointing payroll numbers may not look all that disappointing if you see where the growth took place. Construction and manufacturing jobs are actually picking up, which he thinks is pulling people back into the labor force. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.